This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Be always not enough to have good actions, but also good motives. Be sincere and be firm. And we left off at saying that we have got to be positive. And we said that positivity is a reflection of our relationship with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing that, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى, that indeed with every difficulty comes ease. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى, indeed with every difficulty comes ease. So what happens is that to a believer, we're not consumed by the problem, but we are concerned. And a concerned person is a person that is not worried about the problem, but they're thinking about what are the possible solutions. And as such, we say that we have got to be positive. Another character also of a believer that is really important is that a believer is not supposed to be afraid of failing. Failing is not the problem. It is not a big deal to fall. A big deal is to stay down. And that's not what we want. Because failure is human. It is inevitable to avoid that. We cannot avoid that. It's just part of being human is that we will fail. Something will go wrong. The question is, how do you react to that? Do not be afraid of failing. They say that people who are afraid of failing are people who are also not trying. And if you do not fail, it means that you are not trying. We would rather be people who try and fail and then get up again and do not remain down, that actually life offers us more. It broadens our horizon and we are given more opportunities. So the point is, do not be afraid of failing, but be aware that if you fail, that you do not stay down. Another point also that is very important is to pay attention to how we react to things. Remember this, we do not control what people do. We do not control what people say. We do not control the type of challenges that life presents to us. None of this is our immediate control. But what we really control is how we react to what people say, how we react to what people do, and how we react to the challenges that life throws at us. Sometimes people come to me and say, you know what, that person made me upset. They say, no, the person did not make you upset. You are choosing to be upset. You chose the reaction, and that reaction is, I choose to be upset. People can only say, and this is not to undermine, you know, the severity of, you know, hurtful words when they are said to us. But the point is also, is that as a believer, do not surrender when we actually allow people to determine how we feel. That is a lot of power that we are surrendering to them. So to a believer, a person like that is very aware of their reaction. We choose our reaction. We do not choose the actions of people, the words of people, or the challenges of life, but we choose our reaction. And as such, a person of faith must also be a person who is aware of his and her reaction. And then being able to modify the reaction so that it is in our best interest, it is not a reaction that depletes and exhausts our energy. Because a good amount of our energy is really spent on that. Imagine this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believer as saying, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. The believers are those, when a calamity befalls on them, how do they react? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Said that we are indeed, inna lillah, our final abode, our going back is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our return is to Him. That's a beautiful reaction. It is a reaction of a person who knows who is really in total charge of this. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, when we monitor our reaction, we are able to do a lot more service and be more positive to ourselves as well. Another also thing that is a requirement in our relationship with self is the idea of always being calm. Okay? Being calm. A believer is a person who is always in the state of hudu and sakina and tuma'nina. Calm, peaceful, in harmony, tranquility. Because that is part of knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge, are always, you know, very peaceful It was beautifully said, you know, the way that people sometimes react to problems is that they develop anxiety and they become very hyper. Was beautifully said by a person said, look, if you have a problem and it can be solved, then don't worry. And if you have a problem and it cannot be solved, then worrying will not help you. So by the end of it is, do not worry, but rather be calm. And that is the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The idea of calmness, be aware. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. It gives you this sense of peace and say, you know what? This all belongs to Allah, our abode and our return to Allah. And this is not, you know, to make a person apathetic. That is not the point, or desensitized or numb. That's not the point. But the point is that we react much better when we are calm. We produce a lot more when we are calm. So we want to make sure that we actually train ourselves in remaining calm. Another point also that is very important is always wear a smile. Smile does wonders, subhanAllah. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not belittle any act of goodness, even if it be that you meet your brother with a cheerful face. ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Meeting a person with a smile. Smile does wonders. Smile tells people that, you know, things are okay. Smile tells people that I am okay. Smile is an invitation for people to smile as well. And that is why if you meet people and you smile, most likely people will smile back at you. Smiling back at you again is an invitation for others to be smiling. But that is one character of a believer. That a smile is many times a reflection of the peace that we are living, of the harmony that we are experiencing. So we express this to those who are around us, inviting them along with us by the smile that we wear on our face. Another point also, part of the self-development, is that they say, make sure that what you listen to is twice as the talk that we do, the talking that we do. We have a tendency nowadays of talking a lot more. And somebody said that Allah has created for us two ears and one tongue because listening is twice as difficult as talking. And nowadays we have a tendency to do what we call verbal volleyball. You throw one and I throw one back at you, and you say one and I say 10 at you. But to a believer is aware that success is not necessarily in how much we say, but truly success in how much are we really hearing. Allah describes the believers as being good listeners. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. He said that, give glad tidings to my servants. They are those who listen and then they follow the best of what was said. How do you know the best of what was said if you're not listening? The people in the hellfire, may Allah save us from the hellfire. When they are in the hellfire, they have a dialogue that takes place between them and the angels. When they're talking in Surah Al-Mulk, Dominion, Surah number 67, they will explain as to what happened. And they said, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And they will say that had we been people who listened or people of intellect, we would not be in this blazing fire. So why are you in the blazing fire? Because I was not and I am not a good listener. So a believer is a good listener. And in being good listening is an expression of respect to those who are around us, that I can benefit from what you are saying and what you are telling me and so forth. Another skill that is also very important, they say that to always subjugate our motives and desires to our principles and not the other way around. What we want is that we have motives, we have desires, and then we have principles. We want to be aware, do our motives serve our principles? Do our desires, are they in line with our principles and with our values and ideals? If not, then what we want to do is that we want to take these desires and we want to subjugate them and put them in line with our ideals and principles. The less friction that we have, the less opposition that we have between our ideals and our desires and our motives, the more harmony and peace we invite to ourselves. So what we want to do is, remember the concept of Islah that we spoke about a few weeks back. It is to uproot evil and to invite virtue. And this is really what we are doing when we say this. Subjugate your desires and motives so that they are in line with our principles and with our ideals. We do this and we are inviting harmony. We are inviting peace into our lives. Okay? Another point also that is very important, you know, we said, yes, entertain self, yes, rejuvenate the soul and all these things. But they say avoid taking debts for the sake of consumption. A believer is not a consumer. Rather, they say that a believer is mostly a producer. And then one final point, and this is a point that is very important, and that is in prayers and in devotion, there is also a lot of peace to be gained out of this. Most of the time, you know, doing all these good deeds and what have you, he said that this is where our sense of self must come from. And that is in the amount of good that we bring, that we contribute to the society that is around us. Once we do this, they say that there is this sense of feeling good about what it is that we are contributing to the people who are around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are always putting their faith in action, beginning with the relationship, the positive relationship with ourselves. And with this, we come to the conclusion of this part of our program. Thank you for joining us. Until we meet next time, inshallah, we say so long. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.